react to it, or I'll never be honest with anybody. You'll never meet an honest person as long as you're never talking from your heart to people. So if you're trying to be politically correct instead of speaking from your heart, then everybody's doing the same thing to you, and you don't know no more about the people that's around you than the people around you know about you. That's trippy when you really think about it, because we are well hidden, but we know other people's motives. You know, I've never had an honest conversation with nobody in the room, but yet I think everybody in the room has been having honest conversations with me. No, their conversation is on the same level as mine. They lying to me as much as I'm lying to them, or they're revealing the truth to me as much as I'm revealing the truth to them. That's deep, ain't it?
Ooh.
Isn't that deep? But it's so, I love to know that though. Because then I don't feel like I'm such a victim of my experience. Then I know I could change my experience just by changing my purpose. And then everything that used to bring me pain, those same things will be used to bring me pleasure. So I don't have to get rid of nothing. I love it. It's a great plan. So, he says, he says, real communication cannot come into a mind that has decided to oppose it. For the healing instant is given and received with equal willingness. So when you say you want to heal, this is what you're saying. I accept the single will that governs all thought. A thought that will bring about healing is, I accept the single will that governs all thought. I accept the single will that governs all thought. I accept the single will that governs all thought. I accept the single will. What does that mean? The Course says single means one, will means mind. So I accept the one mind that governs all thinking. I accept the one man. See, God is the one man. Power is the one man. Truth is the one man. Love is the one man. So you go, I accept the single will that governs all thought. I accept the one love that governs all thought. I accept the one man that governs all thought. This is the thought that will heal whatever it is that is ailing you. It is a thought that will solve your problems, not a behavior. Now, the necessary condition for the healing instant doesn't require that you have no thoughts that aren't pure. We're not requiring that you have no thoughts that are not pure. We're not requiring that you have only good thoughts. We're not requiring that you have only loving thoughts. We're not requiring that you have only pure thoughts. We're not requiring that all your thoughts be loving and happy and... We're not requiring that. We're not requiring for you to have only good thoughts about everything. We're not requiring that you only be positive and have good thoughts about everything. We're not requiring that your thoughts be pure. Okay? He said, now that took a pressure off a lot of us. You know, if your thoughts got to be 100% pure, I'm not going to make it. I will not be on that plane. So the Course is letting us know you don't have to have completely pure thoughts. But, I knew it was a catch. Right? But it does require that you have none you want to keep. I admit I don't have only pure thoughts, but I also admit that I don't want to keep any of my fearful thoughts. I don't want to keep any of my impure thoughts. I don't want to keep, I got some screwed up thoughts. I don't want to keep them. Okay, so in order to be healed, you have to go, I have some screwed up thoughts, but I don't want to keep them. I have some thoughts that are not pure, but I don't want to keep them. He says the only requirement is what? That I recognize that all my thoughts don't have to be really pure, but I just don't want them anymore because my innocence is not of my making. I'll say this one another way. You cannot make your healing. You cannot heal yourself. 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 At this level of separation consciousness, you cannot heal yourself. You cannot heal yourself. You cannot heal yourself. You cannot. You. And you can heal you. You can heal you. You can heal you. You can heal you, but you can't heal you. 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 But you can heal you. You can heal you. But you can't heal you. You can't heal you. It's not of your making. Okay, this is where it goes. I have some guilt, but I don't want to keep it. And my innocence is not of my making. But your healing is given you the instant you would have it. Your healing is given you as soon as you will have it. At the very instant you will have it, it will be given to you. At the very instant that you're willing to have it, it will be given to you. In the very instant that you're really willing to have it, it will be given to you. It will be, your healing will be given to you when you are really ready, really ready to have it. It will be given to you at that instant you're really ready to have it. Atonement, which is your healing would not be if there was no need for it. Mm-hmm. If you didn't need it, it wouldn't be coming to you. It will come to you the instant you're willing to have it. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? Perfect communication. That's the healing. You will not be able to accept perfect communication. You will not be able to accept complete communication. You will not be able to accept complete communication as long as you would hide it from yourself. As long as you won't communicate with yourself, as long as you won't tell yourself the truth, as long as you hide real communication from yourself, then you will not have communication from those around you. Tell yourself the truth about how you feel. Tell yourself the truth about how you feel. Even if you don't tell anybody else, don't lie to yourself. You have perfect communication with yourself. This is the way I honestly feel about this situation. This is the way I honestly feel about this. Not trying to be positive, not trying to be holy, not trying to be spiritual. I'm going to have complete communication with myself. I'm going to be totally open to give and receive communication with myself. I'm going to talk to myself honestly. Myself. What you keep hidden is hidden from you.
Wow.
What you want to hide is what's being hidden from you. What you are hiding is what everyone else is hiding from you. Don't try to analyze this. You'll blow up.
Yes.
Don't try to analyze this. Don't try to analyze this. I can feel that motor. So that's okay. We can let it burn out. You're gonna burn out your analyzing motor.
That's good.
What you would hide is hidden from you. So in your practice, then, hello, what? In your practice, then, try only to be vigilant against deception. Mm. What does that mean? I need to be vigilant against fooling myself. I need to be vigilant against deceiving myself. How do I do that? How do I stay vigilant against fooling myself again? Don't try to protect the thoughts you're trying to keep to yourself. Don't try to protect the thoughts you're trying to keep to yourself, and you will stay vigilant against deception. Start sharing the thoughts you're trying to keep to yourself, and you will not be deceived. Start learning how to share the thoughts you're trying to hide, and you will not be deceived. Which is another way of saying, the more honest you get, the more honest everybody else is going to be. You know what I don't like about this? All of my solutions in the past always required somebody else to change. This is asking me to be open. This is asking me to be on the edge. This is asking me to step out.